remember, giving is still important.
Thank you. doing what the average does is trying to spend more time talking about what we're going to say about the next thing that I'm saying about. You know, the thing is all that stuff is fine, but the reality is that most of us are way too easy to stop it for time. And that's easy to do. It's a good thing. Because we allow ourselves to be distracted by our abilities and our resources and our circumstances and all the activities of our life, that we involve ourselves with, and whatever actions we set them down on them, so to be focused anywhere else than being focused on God, and the way to the God of doing what we're already doing. The reason for the impression is that we make it for everything wrong. $1 million building out faster than it needs to get built. Some of you say, well, how can a small congregation build something like that? Look around it. Page one. Sanctuary, entrance area, youth room, bathroom, quiet room, sound system, landscaping, retail parking lot, infrastructure for phase two. Completed in 2006, the wonderful tool of ministry, right? Using people with the gospel. $1 million plus in cost, about $18,000. How can a small congregation like that build something like this? We can't! God accomplished it. Thank God. How will faith be built? God. We need to be coming. And thank you, God, for what He will do on the day. Remember when Jesus was on his throne, he's overlooking Jerusalem, and the city is laid out before him in Jesus' way. And Jesus is so committed and confused in the rest of the people. Remember why? Jesus' voice. That if Jesus saw, he's looking at God, and he saw with scripture, the instruction of the truth, he sees God's coming judgment, and the spiritual thinking of the people that have no clue about what God is offering them. And the Jesus, he's speaking to his disciples about the people in Jerusalem, and Jesus said that Isaiah's prophecy has been fulfilled. Here's what Isaiah wrote. He says, I said, you will hear, you will need hear but never understand, you will indeed see but never perceive. It is people's hearts. Not only the God's people, but God's word, but their hearts will fall. Your ears, you can barely hear, and your eyes will close, but they can see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and change. You will hear me. You know, God's people still become blind, become dead, they become cold-hearted towards God, and they're missing out on God's healing because he was so desperate in them. And Jesus is weeping. Jesus is the heart of God on this place. Over and over again, he describes his disciples to see and hear and feel with their hearts what Jesus is seeing and hearing and feeling as Jesus is looking at the people around him and that he saw with God, he saw God's compassion and compassion to the deep spiritual needs of the people, the need to be, that moved Jesus to tears, that moved Jesus to weeping, even to the cross. He lived in himself. This is a great city. They're a good team, and they're good people here. And yet, instead of a great city with great needs, bottom line, people need to be. We need to be friends. To be devoted together in prayer and watchful together, that we would be together, focused together on what God would have us to be focused on, seeing and hearing and feeling as Jesus would see and hear and feel and respond as He would have us to respond. To by faith, pray and to thank God with anticipation for the privilege of serving Him and pray with faith for what He will yet do in us and through us for His glory and to thank God when He does. There is an act of faith. In whatever the drama, whatever the circumstances, As uphill as that may seem as improbable the outcome, being devoted together in prayer is a by faith request to God do something for us that God will use to draw us closer to Him and to His name. God bless you, man. What about your life for us as a congregation? Being devoted together 24/7, 365, 100% all in, gathering together to pray, actually praying for God to do something. What did I do? Look at these numbers, verses 42 through 47. As a result as a church being devoted together to being the church. What does it look like if Luke is writing this about us? Look at this. Priest God devoted themselves to keeping the authority of God's word over their life. And it's also the being devoted to each other. To the building of bread and worship and communion and the things. The result was the awe came upon every soul. Many hundreds of times were being done by God. And all who believed that together had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and returning the person who saw it as a human right now. They gave all this, working together, and breaking bread in their homes, fish fighters received their food with flowers on their hearts, serving God and having favor with all people, and the Lord all the fish fighters never gave out their gifts. What about the other? Literally, he was not overwhelming. He would cycle back to all that is what we need to be praying for by faith, including God when he does it. Don't you love to be part of something like that? And to be the center of God at work in the world? It means that we are. We are going to be. We are a people. 2.5 years ago, we began studying Genesis. Adam and Eve and the fall of many tragedies and sin and people's condemnation and eternal punishment. And we saw what God is doing about all of it. Our brokenness and sin and separation from God. God, who loves us, our God is dealing with what separates us from Him. And we knew too, we studied through the Old Testament, we saw God at work relentlessly, purposefully, intentionally, working through history, working through promises and covenants and law and sacrifices and kingdoms and nations, working through real people in real situations, in real places, in real times, prophets and kings and queens and shepherds and ordinary people like us. And all that was to point to Jesus. What we saw as we studied Mark, Jesus' ministry and his message, Christ's all-sufficient, completed work of redemption on the cross, the good news of the gospel. That salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. And those who believe the gospel, who by faith receive Jesus as their Savior, really do become forgiven and being children of God forever. We've been studying Acts to see where and how we, Christ, fit into all of that. John uses us as members of the church, as witnesses of the gospel, devoted to each other and to Him. God uses us to bring others to Him. So to quote Alistair Begg yet one more time, it's very hard to go. The local church is one of the few places where you sit and stand, where you listen and learn, where you grow and serve the people who are different from you. With rich people and poor people, young people, old people, black people, white people, yellow people, educated people, uneducated people, and the unifying factor in all, and it all is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is not a homogenous club of people like us or whom we would naturally like to go on vacation. Rather, it is a supernatural fellowship of people very unlike us and whom we are bound. Bottom line, you are a supernatural fellowship of genuine ladies and my people bound in Christ. Paul teaches us to a call to be devoted together to God first in 2:7. And all those we are and devoted to and depend on because of what He, God, may yet do, even here in us and through us. God alone is able. Father, I pray and I believe on behalf of all of us that you would be there and that I can see. that if you are tempted to leave here this morning, that you have left in Sunday's past, to not then get caught up in all these compromises and the hypocrisy that you need to do today and then on the other hand. But I have certain truths in this time to the truth of your mission. Challenge us with a great potential of what you desire to do the most to share with you today. Today we will declare you need to be found. Not just the capacity to pray again, but actually for things that are coming in and you need to pray for you today. God, do not let us get away with that. Please control of this congregation and make us to be the first to use that.